ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं पूजय मुदिरे नष्टप्रायेषु भक्तेषु भक्त्यन्धार्थसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। चैप्टर 10 Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text Number 10. Ambanchamana janani brihachalas Shoni varakranta gati sumadhyama जवेन विश्रम शितकेश बंधना सुत प्रसूना नुगति परामृशत अन्वंशमाना जननी गृहचल श्रोणी भराक्रांत गति सुमध्यमा जवेन विश्रम शितकेश बंधना श्युत प्रसूनानुगते परावशत। अन्वंशमाना Following Krishna very swiftly. Janani, Mother Yashoda, Brihat Chalat Shroni Bhara Akranta Gatihi. Being overburdened by the weight of her large breast, she became tired and had to reduce her speed. Sumadhyama, because of her thin waist. Javena, because of going very fast. Vishram Shitakesha Bandhana, from her arrangement of hair which had become loosened. Shuta Prasuna Anugatihi, she was swallowed by the flowers falling after her. Paramrishat, finally captured Krishna without fail. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada ki. While following Krishna, Mother Yashoda, her thin waist overburdened by her heavy breast, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her own son, Krishna. Purport. Yogis cannot capture Krishna by severe penances and austerities. But Mother Yashoda, despite all obstacles, was finally able to catch Krishna without difficulty. This is the difference between a yogi and a bhakta. Yogis cannot even enter the effulgence of Krishna. Yasya prabha pravato jagadanya koti koteshu brahma samhita 540. In that effulgence there are millions of universes. But yogis and jnanis cannot enter that effulgence even after many, many years of austerities, whereas bhaktas can capture Krishna simply by love and affection. This is the example shown here by Mother Yashoda. Krishna therefore confirms that if one wants to capture him, one must undertake devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashchashvi tatvatah tato mam tatvato gyantva vishate tat anantaram. Bhagavad Gita 18.55. Bhaktas enter even the planet of Krishna very easily, but the less intelligent yogis and jnanis, by their meditation, remain running after Krishna. Even if they enter Krishna's effulgence, they fall down. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshrimlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sati Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvhishya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, seeking blessings of Panchavada Prabhu, Shuddha Kirti Prabhu and all the devotees. It's very exalted section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So I'll try to explain a little bit what we read today. So I'll read the translation again. While following Krishna, Mother Yashoda, her thin waist, overburdened by her heavy breast, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her son Krishna. So you can visualize this scene. So as I was just chanting Jai Radha Madhav, so I remembered in the month of Kartik, we have the beautiful diorama of Yashoda and Krishna, Damodar Krishna here in the front. So this beautiful scene in this Damodar Leela, that how Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna, and in today's words, she's actually captured Krishna. The first verse of Damodar Astakam that we sing, Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajamanam Yashoda Bhiyolukhaladhavamanam Param Drishtam Tanta Todrutya Gopya. So this first verse is exactly the same thing, that how Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna and finally she captures Krishna. So this is the words we are reading here today, this beautiful Damodar Leela. And it is said that Mother Yashoda was a little heavy. She was not very thin, little, you know, she was the queen of Vrindavan. So normally in India also you see that, not now maybe, but earlier, the ladies of rich families are a little heavy, little fat. So Yashoda was Yashoda was the queen of Vrindavan. So naturally she was a little fat. And but still she was running after Krishna, because she wanted to actually punish Krishna. Krishna was, he did mischief, so as a determined mother, she didn't want to let her son go away with the mischief. So she was running after her son. And the flowers from her hair fell down. So I remember a long time back, I think I heard in a class that why the flowers fell down. So there are two reasons the Acharyas give. One is that the flowers wanted to honor Mother Yashoda by falling at her feet. That's such an exalted devotee that she is about to catch Krishna. And another explanation is that the flowers didn't want to be part of this act of punishing Krishna. Said, better we come out of Mother Yashoda. We don't want to be part of this act of punishing Krishna. So this long time back I heard these two reasons why the flowers fell down from the hair of Mother Yashoda. And so the most important thing is that how Mother Yashoda caught Krishna. So that is what Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, that Krishna, who is the absolute truth, he is a Param Brahman, he is a source of everything, and that Krishna was caught by Mother Yashoda. Actually, in one of the purports, just reading, Srila Prabhupada gives certain contradictions in Krishna. I think we will read later 19th verse, but I just want to talk a little bit about this. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says a few contradictions. That Krishna is served by thousands and millions of Lakshmi. Lakshmi Sahasrata Sambrahma Sevya Manam. But that same Krishna, he steals butter in Vrindavan. So that's the first contradiction. That although thousands and millions of Lakshmis are worshipping Krishna, but in Vrindavan he is stealing butter. So this is the first contradiction we see in Krishna's pastimes. And even Yamaraj, he is afraid of Krishna. So everybody in this universe is afraid of Yamaraj. But Yamaraj is afraid of Krishna. Even fear personified, he is afraid of Krishna. In third canto, Lord Kapila says, Mother Devahuti, that because of my fear, the sun is glowing, the wind is blowing. So everything is happening ultimately by Krishna's fear. The great demigods are afraid of Krishna. Even Yamaraj is afraid of Krishna. But here we see in this Damodar Leela pastime that Krishna becomes afraid of his mother's stick. So the next verses we'll see that how Krishna started crying. The next verse, actually 11th verse, Dudantam Muhur Netha, that how Krishna starts crying. So that's the second contradiction. And the third contradiction, Srila Prabhupada says, that how Krishna is the fastest of everything. Even his, yes, the Upanishads say that he can run with more speed than the mind. Imagine the speed of mind. It's actually, Srila Prabhupada explains in a lecture that you can be sitting here and within a moment the mind can go to America. So mind is the fastest thing in this universe. But it is said in Upanishads that Supreme Personality of Godhead can run with speed more than the mind. So here we see that although Krishna was running, but he was caught by Mother Yashoda. So three contradictions, that he is Lakshmipati but he is stealing butter. He can run faster than speed of mind, but he has been caught by Mother Yashoda, who was fat, who was running slowly at very less speed. Maybe what, 10 meter per second or something, I don't know, even less than that. Much less than that, maybe 2-3 meter per second. In 1 second, maybe 2 meters. And Krishna can run faster than speed of mind, but Mother Yashoda could catch Krishna. And the third contradiction is that although fear personified, or Yamaraj is afraid of Krishna, but Krishna becomes afraid of Mother Yashoda. So this pastime is actually very bewildering for everyone. As we know that even Queen Kunti became bewildered in her prayers to Krishna in the first canto, when she says that, I can't understand this pastime of yours, that how you are actually afraid of Krishna, of your mother. So there it is said that sometimes Acharyas explain, it's not that Krishna was pretending, he was actually afraid. This is again something very bewildering. That how, Jai Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Nada Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. So this is Krishna's inconceivable pastime. So we can't understand through our material logic that how is this possible. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that nobody can catch Krishna, nobody can dare catch Krishna. But here, a devotee like Mother Yashoda, she can catch Krishna by her devotion. Otherwise not possible. Srila Prabhupada quotes this from Brahma Samhita. There are two such verses in Brahma Samhita. One verse is Panthastu koti satavat sarasam pragamyo vayu rathapi manaso munipungavanam sopi asti yat prapada simni avishinta tatve govindamadi purusham tamham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, or by the jnanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman, the process of elimination of the mundane extending for over thousands or millions of years. That means for millions of years, even if the yogis and jnanis, they may try very hard, they can't capture Krishna. At best, they can approach the tip of the toe of lotus feet of Krishna. Or they can reach the effulgence coming out of the body of Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada quotes the 40th verse of Brahma Samhita here. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shvashesha vaduda vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. So this verse says that I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is a source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishads. Being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe, appears as the indivisible, infinite, limitless truth. You can see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's translation is so difficult. Srila Prabhupada is merciful, his translations are very simple, but you see the translations of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is very tough to understand. The purports are even more tough. But this verse talks about that how the yogis or the jnanis, they can't even penetrate the Brahman effulgence which is coming out of the body of the Lord, which is the source of everything in this existence. So the entire spiritual world, entire material world, everything is resting on this Brahman effulgence. And the yogis and jnanis can't even enter the Brahman effulgence even after thousands and millions of years of austerities and pranayama and analytical study, neti neti. They can keep on doing that, but they cannot even enter or penetrate the Brahmajyoti effulgence of the body of Krishna. But bhaktas can capture Krishna simply by love and affection. And this example was shown here by Mother Yashoda. So this is a proof, this pastime, that how a devotee like Mother Yashoda can actually capture Krishna. She can bind Krishna. It's inconceivable, binding the absolute truth. That means you're limiting something. You want to bind something, that means it has limited dimensions. But absolute truth from whose everything is coming, how can you bind? Impossible. But here Mother Yashoda has done it. And interestingly, the chapter before this is what? The 8th chapter? Krishna showing his universal form. So same Mother Yashoda, she looked at the mouth of Krishna and she saw the entire universal form. But again, by the influence of Yoga Maya, she forgot all that. And in this chapter, she is again trying to bind her own son. If the universe is inside Krishna, that means what the size of Krishna is bigger than the universe. Right? But the same Krishna, the Mother Yashoda, because of the influence of Yoga Maya, she is thinking he is my son and he has done mischief. So it's my duty to punish him. And she is trying to bind him. Of course, we'll see that Krishna was not immediately bound. He again displayed his opulences. But ultimately, he agreed to be bound by his mother's love. So this pastime is actually a very, very special pastime, which actually, you know, is an eye-opener for all the other yogis and jnanis, that this is the absolute truth. Although he is infinite, although he is the most powerful, he is the source of everything. But the same absolute truth is so great that he comes under the control of his devotees. This is actually the greatest opulence of Krishna. Krishna has many opulences, but the greatest opulence is that he agrees to come under control of his devotee. Like he became the charioteer of Arjuna. He was bound by Mother Yashoda. He gets defeated by his cowherd boyfriends. When he plays, you know, wrestling in Vrindavan, he actually gets defeated. We have heard in the story of Pralambasur that how Krishna got defeated, and then Krishna had to carry his friend. Who is that friend that Krishna carried? And then Balram carried, and Pralambasur carried Balram, and Krishna carried a friend of his. So this is something amazing about the Vrindavan pastimes. And if great yogis and jnanis can't understand, what to speak of we, the fallen souls of Kali Yuga? I mean, we have no access to all this, but it's only by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees like Srila Prabhupada we are able to read all these pastimes. And but we, the most fallen souls of Kali Yuga, we have a chance to enter into these pastimes. This is the most amazing thing. Therefore he said, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karaha Vichar Vichar Kaile Paive Chitta Chamatka. This is the inconceivable and the greatest mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is giving access to all of us to this realm of pure love of Braj, of Vrindavan, which is impossible even for the great yogis and jnanis to even approach, or even devotees in other yugas. Because normally devotees, like you see in India, that Vaishnavas in other sampradayas also, but normally they worship Krishna in the mood of opulence, in the mood of majesty, and they normally reach up to Vaikuntha planets. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us access to Vrindavan. So I'll just read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 4th chapter, where Krishna Shkarvaj Goswami explains that why actually Krishna came. Of course we have heard this, that Krishna doesn't come in every Dwapar Yuga. He comes only once in a day of Brahma. So in one day of Brahma there are 1000 Chaturyugas. So one Chaturyuga is Satya, Dwapar, Treta and Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. There are 1000 Chaturyugas are there in one day of Brahma. In the 7th Manvantar, there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. The 7th Manu, which is Vaivashvata Manu, which is going on now, the period of the 7th Manu, in this Manvantar, in the 28th millennium, that means every Manvantar has about 71 Chaturyugas. So in the 28th Chaturyuga of this particular Manu, Vaivashvata Manu, Krishna personally comes, the original Krishna from Golok Vrindavan. He comes only once in the day of Brahma. And why he comes? He doesn't come to kill some demons. That expansion of Krishna can do. So that is not the main purpose of Krishna's coming here. Lifting the burden of the world, killing demons, that is not the main reason why the original Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna comes here. No, that is secondary. That any expansion of Krishna can do. So the real reason for Krishna's incarnation is explained here. Prema rasa niryasa karite asvadana raga marga bhakti loke karite prasarana rashika shekhara krishna parama karuna ei dui hetu bhaite ichhara udgama. The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. The Lord wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. So Krishna's reason for his appearance, he wanted to taste his own essence of mellows of love of Godhead, and wanted to propagate this rag marga bhakti. Sometimes you get afraid hearing this term rag marga, but it's very simple. Rag marga means spontaneous attraction, like the Vrajvasis have for Krishna. So again it is said in the next verse, Aishwarya Gyanate Sava Jagata Mishrita Aishwarya Shithila Preme Nahi Mora Prita. So Krishna thought that the entire universe is filled with conception of my majesty, Aishwarya. But that love which is weakened by majesty does not satisfy me. Krishna is not very happy with the conception of Aishwarya Bhav. Amare Ishwara Mane Apana Kehina Tare Prema Vashanahi Ami E Adhina. So Krishna says, if someone regards me as superior and himself as subordinate, then I don't come under his love. So his love cannot control Krishna. So what kind of love will control Krishna? A different kind of love, which is only in Vrindavan. What is that love? Amake to ye ye bhakte bhaje ye bhave tare se ye bhave bhaje ye mora sabhave. So Krishna says, whatever way devotee approaches me, I also reciprocate in the same way. Yatha mam prapadante tan sathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So what kind of devotee can actually control Krishna? So here, very beautiful words. Mora putra, mora sakha, mora prana pati, ei bhave ei more kare shuddha bhakti, apanake bada mane amare samahina, sei bhave hoi ami tahara adhina. If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend or his beloved, regarding himself as great and considering me as equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him. So Krishna becomes subordinate only when a devotee thinks himself to be equal or greater than Krishna. How is this possible? Yes, this is possible in Vrindavan, that a devotee thinks himself either equal to Krishna or even greater than Krishna. Prabhupada tells that Mayavadis, they want to become God, become Krishna, but a devotee can become greater than Krishna. A devotee doesn't want to become, but his position actually becomes superior to Krishna. He controls Krishna. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishtayadasin matsneho bhavati namat apaapanah. Devotion service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. O my dear damsels of Raja, your affection for me is your good fortune, for it is the only means by which you have attained my favor. And then this particular shloka comes. Mata more putra bhave kare na bandhana ati hina gyane kare lalana palana. So my mother, she binds me and she nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. So this mood Krishna likes very much. When his mother thinks that if I don't feed Krishna, he will starve. So in Govardhan pastime also, when Krishna was lifting Govardhan, Mother Yashoda was very much worried. She said, oh Krishna, please eat some butter. From where you get strength? You are working so hard lifting Govardhan. So this mood that Krishna will become weak if I don't feed him, so that mood Krishna relishes, and that is only in Vrindavan. And here we see that even Mother Yashoda binds Krishna. So this is one example. Then second example is Sakha Shuddha Sakhya Kare Skande Arohana Tumi Kona Bada Loka Tumi Ami Shama. The friend climb on Krishna's shoulder, and what they say? Oh, don't think you are a big man. You are same as me. You and me are same. That equality, friendship mood. So this is again, so the friend say, oh, don't think Krishna, you are special. Okay, maybe you may be the son of Nanda Maharaj, or you may kill demons, but whatever it is, we are equal. So they don't feel that Krishna is great, no. They feel he's a special friend, but he still are friend, and friend means equals, and therefore they can climb on Krishna's shoulder, and you know, they can do anything they want. And then the third example is that how the gopis, when they actually, if my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. So Krishna says that generally people, they sing big stutis of Vedas, Rig Veda, Purusha Shukta prayers and other prayers. But that is pleasing to Krishna, but more pleasing than that is when the gopis, they reproach Krishna, or they speak abusive words to Krishna. So that actually Krishna likes more. Because sometimes the gopis say, oh Krishna, you are a cheater, you are a liar, you are this, you are that. And that Krishna relishes more than the stutis of the Vedas. So these are the three examples. In Vatsalya Bhava, we have the example of Mother Yashoda and how she actually binds Krishna. So there is a difference in the mood of Mother Yashoda in Vrindavan compared to other devotees in Vatsalya Bhava. Like Devaki is also in Vatsalya Bhava, but when Krishna killed Kansa and returned to Mathura, you know, Devaki could not embrace Krishna. She was thinking, oh, he's so great, he's the Supreme Lord, he just now killed Kamsa. So her Vatsalya Bhava was mixed with the feeling of opulence. So she could not reciprocate with Krishna as frankly as Mother Yashoda is doing. So although Devaki is also in Vatsalya Bhava, but Mother Yashoda's Vatsalya Bhava is the highest, the supreme. So like Mother Kaushalya, the mother of Lord Ram, so many devotees in Vatsalya Bhava, even Kunti. But their Vatsalya Bhava is not that intimate as Mother Yashoda. So this Vatsalya Bhava in Vrindavan is the most special, and Mother Yashoda is the highest devotee in this feeling of Vatsalya Bhava. Similarly in Sakhya Bhava, there are many devotees like Arjuna also. But what happened in Bhagavad Gita, in 11th chapter, when Arjuna saw the universal form, after that, he became afraid. He said, he started begging forgiveness from Krishna. Oh Krishna, please forgive me. I have eaten together with you. I have slept with you together like equals. I didn't know your glories. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. So what happened? That friendship was no more pure. That friendship became overpowered with opulence. But in Vrindavan that never happened. Although Krishna killed Bakasur, he killed Aghasur, he did so many pastimes, he danced on Kaliya, he lifted Govardhan. What can be more than that? A child, 7-year-old child lifting the entire hill Govardhan for 7 days. But even after that, the Vatsalya Bhava of Yashoda was not contaminated by the feeling of opulence. His friends, they didn't start respecting Krishna as someone great. No, they still had the same feelings of equality. And Mother Yashoda still had the same feeling that he is my son, if I don't feed him, he will become weak. So that is Vrindavan. So no matter whatever opulence Krishna exhibits, the love for Krishna is so strong that the love is never overpowered by opulence. And of course the gopis, they are the highest devotees, Srimati Radharani, that they have the audacity, they can also speak abusing words for Krishna. And Srimati Radharani sometimes becomes angry with Krishna. And Krishna has to go and beg forgiveness from Radharani. So what to speak of asking forgiveness in Vrindavan is the opposite. Krishna has to beg forgiveness from Srimati Radharani. Many times, the Maan Leela, we have Maan Sarovar in Braj, Bhandiravan, where this pastime happened. But actually Krishna went and fell at the feet of Radharani and asked for dust of a lotus feet. In Barsana, we have Maan Mandir. So this is actually very, very high. I mean, especially me at such a, when heart is still filled with all anarthas, we can't appreciate all this. But somehow we have this fortune that we can read and hear about these pastimes. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the only qualification that we have is that somehow we have come in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And because of that, we are able to read about these exalted pastimes of Krishna. Is anarpita charim charat karunyavati nakalu samar paitum unvata ujvala bhakta shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadam vasandipita sada hridaya kandaro vasatu vasachinandana. So this anarpitan charim charat, this love, this pure love for Krishna was not distributed for long time, and therefore Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wanted to distribute this Krishna Prem, distribute his Braj Prem, especially the love for Krishna in the mood of the Brajvasis. So that is the main reason for Mahaprabhu's coming here. He wanted to distribute that love for Krishna. So same as Chaitanya, just like Krishna comes only once in the day of Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes only once in the day of Brahma. In other Kali Yugas, there may be some other form just preaching Harinam Sankirtan. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes, he doesn't give ordinary kirtan, no. He gives prem naam sankirtan. He gives love for Krishna through this harinam sankirtan. And especially the love of Vraja, Vraja prem. So that is the most unique thing about Lord Chaitanya, and we are so fortunate that we have somehow by the causeless mercy, Brahmanda Bhamite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Kripa Paye Bhakti Lata Beech. We have got this Bhakti Lata Beech by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful devotees. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can actually enter these pastimes of Krishna if we just follow the process given by the Acharyas. So the process of sadhana bhakti, first Vedi bhakti, and then as we become qualified, as we become freed from contaminations, then we can go for Raganuga bhakti, and then we can actually come to the stage of Raga bhakti. It's possible. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prem bhakti, it's there. I mean, had it not been possible, then why Rupa Goswami wrote Nectar of Devotion, why Srila Prabhupada translated that follow? It's possible. But provided we stick to this path very sincerely, very seriously, under the guidance of senior devotees, if we just follow this process given by Srila Prabhupada, then gradually we'll progress from Vedi Bhakti to Raganuga Bhakti and like that. And then we can also, falling in the footsteps, of course, nobody can ever become Mother Yashoda or Radhani. Sometimes Mayavadi is the thing. I heard many years back in India, there was a police officer, he was dressing himself like Radharani. One SSP in Prayag, there's a news, I think 10-12 years back, that he became a Sahajya and he thought that I have become Radharani. I can become Radharani. And he dressed himself like Radharani. So this is again Sahajya or Mayavad mentality. So nobody can ever become Srimati Radharani or become Lalita or become Yashoda. No, that's impossible. But we can follow in their footsteps. So of course that is a very, very exalted stage. When following in the footsteps of those exalted devotees, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. But at least me, I am struggling even with Vedi Bhakti. But at least we should know this. We should know our aim. Like a student may not be able to pass class 10, maybe he may take many attempts, but he knows after that I have to go to college, university, like that. But at least we should know that now we are even struggling with Vedi Bhakti, but as we continue this process of Vedi Bhakti, we can also enter one day the process of Raganuga Bhakti, and ultimately we may also enter the realm of Vrindavan only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, not on our own strength. The Jnanis and Yogis for millions and billions of years, they can't do that. So what to speak of us? It's impossible. But only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only by the mercy of the Guru Parampara, we can actually enter into these sweet pastimes of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? And the most important aspect of Vedi Bhakti is to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the wonderful class. So, there are two divisions of Bhakti. One is Vedi Bhakti and next is Ramana Bhakti. So, but in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we can find that Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining that Goloka Vrindavan is abode of Raga Bhakti. So unless and until the devotee doesn't enter into Raga Bhakti, then there is no access to Goloka Vrindavan. And what to talk about Bhakti Bhakti.
Yes.
So that means what type of Bhakti we are practicing, and is it possible that practicing Raganuga Bhakti in this form, what should be the protocol to enter into Raganuga Bhakti from Vaidhi Bhakti as we are practicing this form?
Okay, actually,
because we can come to understand that because unless and until we don't enter into the Raganuga Bhakti platform, then there is no access to Gaur. Does it mean that this form devotees, if we are practicing only Vaidhi Bhakti?
Okay, very nice question, Toji. I'll answer it. So many years back, I was hearing a seminar by Bhakti Charu Maharaj. His only name is Bhakti Charu Maharaj in Mayapur. And that was an amazing seminar in which he very beautifully explained that Raganuga Bhakti means what? Following in the footsteps of a Raga Bhakti. That means a devotee who is in that platform. Like following the footsteps of Mother Yashoda, following the footsteps of the friends of Krishna. So he said that Srila Prabhupada, he is the most dear devotee of Krishna. So if you follow Srila Prabhupada, that is also Raghunuga Bhakti. And that actually cleared all my doubts. Such a simple way explained that just by following Srila Prabhupada, that is also Raghunuga Bhakti. So we should never think that in ISKCON there is not Raghunuga Bhakti. If you just follow Srila Prabhupada sincerely, that itself is Raghunuga Bhakti. That's my understanding, which I've heard from His Holiness Bhakti Sharu Maharaj. So, yes.
Even though Yashoda Maya told that his child is Krishna, and even though she saw the whole Brahman in his mouth, so after the incident of Govardhan Leela, did she realize that yes, this child is something very big, the Lord? Did she realize that?
No, that is the beauty of Vrindavan. Even after seeing her own child lifting Govardhan for 7 days, still she thought, he is my child and I have to feed him. That's the special, that's the unique feature of Vrindavan. That whatever Krishna may do, the devotees, they never lose their that special relationship with Krishna. So Mother Yashoda still thinks that I am the mother, he is my son. The friends still think that he is our friend and we can defeat him in our wrestling. So that's the special mode of Vrindavan. Yes, Prabhu.
His question, I think, needs a little more refining. You can enter the Loka Vrindavan through Vaini Bhakti, but you cannot enter Braj. So, the Loka Vrindavan, there's Dwarka, Mathura.
That's Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka has Goloka Vrindavan, Dwarka, and Mathura.
So, if you follow Vaini Bhakti all the way without Raghunuga to the stage of Bhava and Prema, you can go to Dwarka or Mathura.
Yes, 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 yeah. That's also good understanding.
You see your ticket agent.
Goes to the ticket agent. So that's a good point that Krishna. Yeah. So Krishna Loka has three parts: Dwarka, Mathura, and Golok. So even Krishna Loka also. So to enter Golok Vrindavan, we cannot enter without having spontaneous affection for Krishna. So. Yes.
So Prabhupada just follows your sadhana bhakti very rigidly, follow forward with the principles, read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, lead your spiritual master, then the Raghunuga awakens, you know, in the sense that if you follow the formula that Krishna gave, that the Guru Parampara gives, and the highest realizations will come to you, because not by our achievements, while following this process or that process, when Krishna reveals himself to you, that's the only way you can actually achieve liberation or awaken your love. So Krishna reveals himself to those who please their guru by following his instructions. So follow Prabhupada's instructions and you'll have, you know, the Raghunuga Bhakti manifest automatically.
Yes.
Krishna will reveal knowledge from within.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. I'll just conclude that once I heard even a lecture by Ayendra Praveen Vrindavan, he used to give lectures very rarely. Remember hearing a Bhagavatam class, and he very emphatically said that Srila Prabhupada has given us everything, A to Z. We don't have to go anywhere. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam carefully, so everything is there in that. The entire Raghunuga process, everything is here. You don't have to go anywhere else. And even if a devotee is in Raghunuga platform, externally, he will behave like a Vedi platform. Even the Goswamis, if you see in Vrindavan, you know, externally, I mean, they were the strongest sadhakas. They used to sleep one or two hours a day, eat very little, all the time chanting, paying obeisances. So the process is the same. It's just that consciousness is higher in that stage. Like the same Mahamantra, we may be struggling to overcome sleep, but exalted devotee may be relishing because Naam has everything, Roop, Leela, Guna, etc. So as one comes to the stage of pure chanting, so in chanting itself is relishing all that. So Mahamantra is the same, it's just level of consciousness. So as we advance gradually, as Panchavada Prabhu said, but the mercy of Srila, again, it's not our own endeavor. It's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So then we advance in our consciousness and we can actually come to this stage. The holy name actually gives everything.
Consciousness means that you're chanting the holy name and you're hearing about Krishna and you're actually, so there's a trick of mine of always thinking, well, there must be somebody else doing something better. The touchstone. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, well, you know, maybe somebody's doing something higher, something more esoteric. So Prabhupada gave it simple, but the highest perfection as well.
So in the translation, in the end, it's mentioned that the enemies of the yogis, they cannot enter into Krishna's intelligence, but even if they enter, the chances are that they may fall down.
Correct.
So the question is, do they enter the intelligence with them because of the penance or their austerities, or is it because of Krishna's mercy? Once if they enter, I presume that they are controlled by Krishna, then how can they fall down again?
Okay, very good question. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the 10th canto there is a verse. So the reason they fall down is that they don't have respect for Krishna's lotus feet. So especially the Mayavadis, Yeni Arvindaksha Vimukta Maninas, Tvayasta Bhavat Abhishuddha Buddhe, Aryuha Krishna Param Padam Tato, Patanti Adho Anadita Yushmatangre. So in impersonalists also there are two categories. So some, like they like impersonal form but not offensive to Krishna. But those who are offensive to Krishna's lotus feet, those who disregard Krishna's lotus feet, they fall down even if they attain Brahmajyoti. So like you rightly said, even to attain Brahmajyoti needs Krishna's mercy. But the problem is that because of the offensive mentality against Krishna, even if they reach Brahmajyoti, they can fall down. And Srila Prabhupada says this, especially these Mayavadi sannyasis, then they come to this world and they do charitable work and all these things. Because even if they reach Brahmajyoti, because of their offensive mentality towards Krishna, they come down. But on the other hand, those who are not offensive, from there they can promote themselves to Vaikuntha and other planets. So because in Brahmajyoti also the devotees know sometimes they pass. It is said Lord Shiva comes and does kirtan. So some souls in Brahmajyoti, even they are attracted and they can become devotees. So it's like a neutral stage, it's like a zero stage. But within that also there are some souls who are offensive towards Krishna, then they come down, they fall down. Okay. Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki jai.